This podcast originally appeared in My Word, another member of the WelchRite.com podcast family. This is a book review from My Word with Douglas E. Welch. My Word is a collection of all the neat things I find in my life. It might include book reviews such as this, computer tips, website reviews, or anything else that catches my eye. You can find out more about My Word by visiting welchwrite.com/blog. Today's review, Death by Meeting by Patrick Lencioni. Published in 2004 by Jossie Bass, an imprint of Wiley Books. Fables have been used for centuries to teach important lessons, and even today, the form has significant advantages. With a series of books, Patrick Lencioni has taken the form from its earliest beginnings into the corporate office of today. His recent book, Death by Meeting, which I only recently discovered, takes on the bane of nearly every worker, the departmental meeting. It's a rare person who hasn't spent hours in unproductive or unnecessary meetings. Through his storytelling, Lencioni demonstrates a way out of the meeting morass and back to productivity. Like all fables, Death by Meeting is a simplified and idealized view of the business world. Readers will see much of their own experience in the fable, but also a healthy dose of oversimplification. Change, especially corporate change, is rarely as smooth as depicted in the book. In any case, though, storytelling is an effective way of quickly and clearly making a point and educating the reader. I found myself quickly moving through the book, completing it in only one day. But by the end, I not only had a clear picture of Lencioni's ideas, but also a collection of concrete methods of how they might be applied. As with his other books, I found little need for the executive summary at the end of the book, which explains the book concepts in a more traditional manner. The fable itself was more illustrative and entertaining than this rather dry summary. Like all good books, Death by Meeting engages your mind and generates many questions. Is there a better way to run meetings? Are we stuck with our unproductive and possibly even destructive meetings? The book offers hope and a starting point many companies would be wise to absorb and apply. Patrick Lencioni's other books include The 5 Dysfunctions of a Team, The 5 Temptations of the CEO, and The 4 Obsessions of the Extraordinary Executive. I found each one of them useful and enlightening, something not always found in other business books. This has been Douglas E. Welch for My Word. Check out the website at welchwrite.com/blog. Keep reading, keep learning, and be well. The music for My Word is provided by Victor Callao of the Typical PC and Typical Mac User podcast, typicalpcuser.com and typicalmacuser.com.